And I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey, for 27 years. Here we go. So at this powerful time, it is more than perfect to welcome Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb. She's one of the first women to become a rabbi in Jewish history, a pioneer Jewish feminist, activist, writer, visual artist, ceremonialist, community organizer, master storyteller, and performing artist. And she's very funny. It's in her bio. She is co-founder of Shomeret Shalom Global Congregation and teacher of the Path of the Torah of Nonviolence. Currently, Lynn is director of youth and family programs at Chochmat Halev Congregation in Berkeley. Her website is Rabbi Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Gottlieb, GOTTLIEB.com. Welcome, Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. I'm very honored to be here at this time.
Whew. Yeah, no, I wrote you The Guiding Stories for Necessary Miracles, and you wrote back, okay, this will be a conversation about revolutionary nonviolence. I'm like, all right, let's do that. And then just as a we look at all patterns, you know, you were born, you were born 3 days before KPFA Pacifica.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
just for the fun of it, KPFA is April 15th, 1949. You're April 12th, 1949. So you are Pacifica. You are the goddess of peace. You're the perfect person to have on our last fun drive day of Visionary Activist Show. Pledge to reciprocal blessing. So isn't that wonderful?
It is really wonderful, and I love supporting public radio. I did so in my home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I love listening to radio and the amazing programming that is so unique that happens on public radio.
Yay, thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful. And we are offering your book. We want to bring it alive so it comes alive and comes back to you, reciprocal blessing. But for the moment, we're offering your book, She Who Dwells Within. I'm going to toss it to you in a second here. And you wrote, I've been finding you everywhere online, just as the Shekhinah, and you'll have to guide my pronunciation. Just
that was
as
beautiful.
I practiced. right, Shekhinah. Just as the Shekhinah has been in exile, so Jewish women have been in exile, Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb wrote in her fantastic 1995 feminist tract, She Who Dwells Within, its title essentially a literal translation of the Shekhinah. So yes, it's a 1995 book, and we love to bring it alive, right? Because it's part of your ongoing and crucial dedication to real equality and liberating the traditions that you love. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Especially at this time of year, with the holiday that we're currently observing. Usually, I would say celebrating, but this year, I think many Jewish people are observing Hanukkah, the feast of dedication of the altar. And this is because of the terrible events on October 7th, when 1,200 people living in Israel were murdered, among them Palestinians, Thai workers, Jewish people, Filipino workers. It was a disaster. And then the subsequent genocidal policies of the state of Israel, which has resulted in over 18,000 deaths of Palestinian civilians, mostly civilians, among them. We don't really know how many children, perhaps 7,000. We don't know how many are buried in the rubble, and the displacement of 1.7 million or 8 million people, the lack of safety, all of these events weigh so heavily on our hearts that it's hard to speak about the Festival of Lights in a moment when so many people are losing and have lost everything. So I wanted to begin with that really lament and prayer for a ceasefire, a permanent, everlasting, complete ceasefire and a restoration of equality, freedom, dignity across all bars, walls, and borders.
Yes. Yes, and just exactly as you say, it's a huge field of collective grief that we're all connected to, whether we know it or not. It's there, and to honor that, and and you begin to answer that too. But it's one of these big questions, you know. How are you navigating collective grief? We ask ourselves, and as you say, just even the micro, just the. It is so with me. I'm so engaged with so many people in Gaza and the West Bank and Israeli allies who say, you know, it's a tough gig being a, you know, a progressive gay Israeli, you know, in progressive America, right? So all including, all one, right? The salam and shalom, as my friend in Syria says, not the absence of conflict, the presence of oneness. So I've been just also feeling the, you know, just every little moment, like I get to brush my teeth. I get to have hot water with ginger. I get to all these things that we would wish, right? These daily sacraments we take for granted, you know, and then go, oof. But yes, and then we'll to and fro in this deep, deep way. And many things to ask you about. Well, let's just do that. And then we'll come back to She Who Dwells Within. last week, another worthy Jewish woman guest, and I did ask her about Hanukkah, and she goes, I'm Jewish, I don't know anything about that. But we'll come back to you, Rabbi Gottlieb, for for that. And then we were talking about anger, and the pledge callers were like, yeah, anger, right? Enough of this new age anger bad thing. And I go, well, maybe we want to work anger. I'm not anyway, but the receptive pledgers who were calling 800-439-5732, dial if you like anger, were wild about anger. And I just wanted to ask you, and then the qualities of anger, because I was also wondering, like, well, what is fury, and what is fury on behalf of the earth? But how do you dance with anger?
Oh my goodness. Well, I love the story at this time of year, which is told about one of the nights of Hanukkah, I believe it's the sixth night of Hanukkah, when the ancient goddess of the deep, the dragon spirit, arises from the chaotic depths, from the depths of the ocean, and roars, expresses a roar. And this roar awakens memory, awakens love of the unknowing soup of creation, which we have to enter in order to birth something new. We have to cross the abyss of our fear and the abyss of our anger in order to stir up what is living inside of us in a way that sanctifies life. For me, this is a spiritual practice. I am a tender of souls, and I have used my anger at injustice and oppression to try to be to operationalize, if you like, to actually operationalize through revolutionary nonviolence, which is about resistance and peace building, to revolutionize, to be in solidarity with the creation of environments that can be a sanctuary for life rather than institutions that promote death and despair and poverty and injustice and the disposal and erasing of people. So it's a kind of warrior path. like jihad as an inner pathway, or like the Shema as an inner pathway, where one directs the rage, which is better than despair, directs that rage toward making a way for justice.
Right. I bet you're pretty good at roaring.
Well, storytellers, you know.
Well, do you want to just
we practice.
Do you want to just reintroduce reintroduce that dragon being just because as you were saying it, I was like, oh, yes, and all the listeners can roar maybe along with Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb, or you know, as she feels, but just to introduce the sixth night of Hanukkah. Is this the sixth night? Is this the last night?
No, this is we're coming into the last night, the eighth night.
Tonight.
Yes,
tonight. Yes. Well, yes. We'll come back to that. But the sixth night, reintroduce this being that because we want to call in everything woofy like that.
I am going to sing a lament, actually, a farewell to Shabbat, because in this period of grief, I think, and also as we approach this night, which is the new moon, and more stories of women in our tradition. There are more stories of women in our tradition told on this night than any other holiday. And lament, a public lament for the ravages of death and war are, to me, a kind of dragon's roar. And this is from Muzhikash, and it's called Farewell to the Guests. And I have sung this on massacre sites here on Turtle Island, also in Sabra and Shatila, when always at the invitation of people who, you know, invite me to be there as a witness. At the Nevada test site, in San Francisco, the place where young Latinos were murdered by the police. And these days, you know, in front of the federal building, in the federal building and other places where so many of us are from across all of our cultural, spiritual diversities are rising up to demand a ceasefire. So this is Farewell to the Guests. Adonai ve'lo ira ve'lo ira Adonai ve'lo ira Ya la la, ya la la, ya la 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 la, ya la la, ya la la, ya la 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 la, ya la la la. Ya la la ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la la ya la la ya la 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 ya la la Ya la 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 la. Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So much of what we need more, the lament, the grieving. I'd said, we haven't talked very much, but it seems like a good experiment here, our dance. We have this opportunity to waft out liberating blessings, which are not always sweet. The lament, I find your expression very powerful, a deep lamenting roar. And again, grief expressed artfully, I think, is a sacrament of kinship. As you were singing, and so much of the music from that part of the land in Jewish tradition and Middle Eastern tradition is so full of yearning and lament, and it's beautiful. So it does bring us into oneness. And thank you for singing it on massacre sites and Shaban Shatila and Nevada test sites. And this is such beautiful medicine that you bring. And then just to and fro, to keep that, but your book, She Who Dwells Within, which is what Shekhinah means, right?
Yes. It means she who dwells within. And one of the reasons I love this lament tradition is because it is also a summons to action.
Yes.
It is not only, right. And that would be fine too, it is not only the expression of grief, but when such public calamities are spread so widely across so many lands, that our lament is meant to be a witness and a summons to action, so that we can rise up in solidarity and continue to insist on a different world.
Yes.
A world that does not solve its problems through militarization and exploitation and the erasure of so many people. It's a wicked world and a long road, but we have no choice but to act, because many of us have children in our lives, and we understand their innocence, their sweet, sweet innocence, and we have to be fierce in our effort to transform the way of the world into a Shekhinah vision, a vision of, yeah, of sanctuary, of beloved community, of treasuring our differences and leaving systemic violence aside. And one of the main forms of systemic violence is, of course, misogyny, and the refusal and the repression of women and non-binary people's physical sovereignty. So She Who Dwells Within is part of a chain of traditions of which are not often heard, but on the eighth night of Hanukkah actually is dedicated to daughters and non-binary people in our modern context, to their story, to foregrounding the story of so many women across culture and heritage who are on the front lines defending their communities. And this is a time to hear their voices.
Yes. And let me to and fro, and we are offering Lynn Gottlieb's She Who Dwells Within, a practical guide to non-sexist Judaism. But we're going to honor this, anything, anywhere is everywhere, about equality everywhere, liberating all traditions, finding the liberating part of all traditions and also setting them free. And it says, drawing on Gottlieb's own experiences, as well as on traditional and feminist midrash, the book combines thoughtful essays on gender and Judaism with new rituals for the important moments in Jewish women's lives. And that can be yours for a pledge of $100. Excuse me. I'm all choked up about that. For a pledge of $100 by calling 800-439-5732. That's 800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org or $10 a month. And then just briefly, you know, to everyone who donates, you get the Israel-Palestine in Historic Context audio. Super useful, wonderful book, The 100-Year War on Palestine by Rashid Khalidi, which includes a link to the KPFA virtual event for a pledge of $100, and many, many other wonderful, wonderful things whereby to be educated about all the deep traditions that are stirring, you know, and of which Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb is a steward and a keeper to bring these things alive in a fresh, vital form. So again, 800-439-5732. And then thank you, Ted in San Jose, who says, how about a little more balance in coverage of the Israel-Hamas war? And then he has other, you know, critical, interesting things to say. Very, absolutely, Ted. But it is, Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb, yes, this crucial thing right now, which is, again, the way I've been, is the community of the grieving across borders. May the community of the grieving dissolve borders. All those in Israel, you know, whose hostage allies are still in the underworld, all those who've lost people, all those who are in fear, you know, and all those, just the carnage of so much life and children and babies and babies one day old and all of that horrific carnage, that grieving across borders. But for Ted and what Ted speaks to and my friends who are like, you know, including you're doing this, but just guide us further to, yes, include and not polarize against, you know, our Israeli kin, right? So anything, again, inclusive, especially now with, well, I'll just quit talking and hand it back to you. So inclusivity of all, you're doing it, but can you guide us a little more to make Ted happy, the Ted part of all of us?
Well, I'm not responsible for Ted's happiness, but...
That's right. All right. You're on your own, Ted. Okay.
You're on your own about the happiness, but...
Yeah.
Certainly, we can provide hospitality and respect for each other's dignity. But I want to say that what I learned in my younger years, I learned from Reverend James Lawson and the study of revolutionary nonviolence, that we have to look at the system, systems of violence, systemic violence. It's not about making individuals happy, but we know, I mean, this is also an argument in our own country. Unless we understand how for instance, the genocide of indigenous people here on Turtle Island and the enslavement of black people created systems of oppression. So even if people are nice to each other or treat each other with dignity, we still live in an environment, in a system which penalizes and criminalizes people on the basis of their identity, which then allows systems to take away basic resources and ignore human rights. This is the issue. And as we engage systemic violence, we look at the way that the state of Israel was created, which included the forced exile of 700,000 Palestinians, some of whose families have been living there for 2,000 years, for 1,000 years. I mean, I've met people there. I've traveled to Palestine and Israel many times. The impact of forcibly depopulating an entire country of its residents and then putting them in refugee camps and then denying them entry into any other place in the world created a system which cannot be resolved until the root cause of that injustice is encountered by people. So we have a situation where Palestinians have endured 75 years of constant repression, and Jewish people have enjoyed the privileges of citizenship. This is not about individual Jewish people and their right to be free. Of course, every human being on the face of the earth shares the rights that were articulated in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights after the Holocaust. And so when we look at what is balanced, we have to look at the condition of people's human rights. When we look at the condition of people's human rights in that area of the world, which the area which Israel has governance and controls the borders, controls what goes in and out, for instance, of Gaza, it controls where Palestinians can live, then we can look at Amnesty International, B'Tselem, Human Rights Watch, and countless other researchers in the academic realm, Jewish, Palestinian, and other, who have documented these injustices ad infinitum. And I personally have been involved for 56 years on this issue. So this is hard, you know, given the history of Jewish people, given the history of anti-Semitism, which we know is on the rise, it's very hard to juggle being a passionate steward of human rights as a universal principle and to operationalize those, and also to help people understand and be educated on how Islamophobia works, how colonialism works, how racism works, how anti-Semitism works, and how all of these things, and white supremacy, and how all of these, and the military industries, and how all of these things work in this small part of the world can be very overwhelming for people. But at the very least, our tradition says, if you save one life, you save a world entire. If you destroy one life, you destroy the world entire. This quote is both in Jewish tradition and in Islamic tradition. We have to move toward the sacredness of life and protecting that life. We know that militarism does not work very well in that regard. It is the very last tool that one should use. And we have to face the challenges of history with our creativity, with love over fear, and with recognition of how we are treating Palestinians in this life. And it has been terrible.
Yes. And as you say, and we keep working these important themes and guidelines, that polarity and conflict feed tyranny. Tyranny must have an enemy. Tyranny must have conflict. And this is where, you know, we turn to you and your dedicated practice and to all who have a dedicated practice, because tyranny does outrageous things that may elicit, like, appropriately when under pressure, like, you know, and yet that feeds the tyranny, right? So to reach into your deep realm of cultivation and the cultivation of your tradition for an amplitude of responses as opposed to hot reactivity, right? So polarity and conflict, you know, and that's, I think what we have the opportunity to do, you know, in all of us, all dynamic listeners, you know, is, you know, we're meeting invisibly, you know, it's an atmosphere, and to spiral forth into the atmosphere, you know, what you're doing, the lament and the blessings that are then available for people under much greater stress than we are now. And I presume everyone listening as well, because you have a radio. So does that resonate with you, that it behooves us to fill collective mind with an ample level of kinship and response so that we're not possessed by this hot grievance reactivity?
Yes. I feel, having listened to a friend who has been a friend for so many years, Sami Awad, who is equally committed to nonviolence in a much more difficult environment, lives in the city of Bethlehem, where Christmas has been canceled this year. And recently, he said that Palestinians have no means of resistance left. And all of the efforts at nonviolent resistance through, for instance, boycott, divestment, and sanctions were criminalized and even made, you know, over 30 states have passed resolutions making it, you know, making the declaration of boycott non-viable. So, and there's so much heat, there was so much heat given to people who were working to transform human rights for the sake of everybody's freedom, right? Yeah. Unless all of us share human rights, we will continue sacrificing future generations to violence. And hearing him say this really was a summons, a call to global solidarity. There are many places in the world that need global solidarity, so many places. And the United States gives billions of dollars to Israel to weaponize different kinds of new technologies in war, for instance, AI. So there's a lot to catch up on. It's true. there's a lot to catch up on. But solidarity and the belief that it's all of us or none of us is a spiritual principle. And that includes all of our kin. This is not an abandonment of Jews. This is an embrace of all of us together. We have to find ways of lifting up the beauty and the dignity of all of our cultures.
This is such a powerful time. Again, everything, you know, a Kairos moment, everything that everyone does, thinks, feels is the tips, the fulcrum, pledges. Without reaching too far, I just want to say it is an excellent time to pledge to KPFA to keep this going, to keep the voices of lament and the voices of Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb, you know, on the air, spiraling forth again at this crucial time where one of the things that's going on that is good is learning. Everybody getting an education, you know, and Rabbi Lin was just kind of delineating part of it, which were like, where did this start? And for all of us, I mean, anything that's anywhere is everywhere, as you say, right? And, you know, where did this start? The colonial settler mind that, you know, is part of this country and then the everywhere. And it's like how to go to the roots of this thing and, again, find kinship. And we're diving for the winter solstice. We're diving into the dark, and it's also the eighth night of Hanukkah, right? And so it's that idea of what will we give to the night? What must we die to, lest we die from? All of us, you know, and so let me just say that I am proud of our KPFA team for putting together such a splendid in accord list of thank you gifts. You can pledge just any amount. Really, is a powerful dedication. A friend says we worship whatever we spend our time and our money on, regardless of what we say. And we go, all right, so dedicating to our communal, being able to gather here with the likes of Rabbi Lin Gottlieb, you know. So any amount donated is very welcome. And when we began this show, 3+ Taurus was rising, which is the rainbow's pot of gold lies shimmering in the mist. And we go, okay, team, this should be good. Should fill our coffers with collective wealth to spread information and liberation in these challenging times in which we're all a party of campers packing our canoe at twilight, right? The ability to navigate dark water, you know, and I love also, I have so many notes here. That's right. But you know, Lin writes, Hanukkah book, All of Us in the Light, we who seek liberation from the oppressive structures that deny us the same economic, educational, and spiritual opportunities as the privileged among us need each other. We need each other. We do. We need these ways of gathering. So the thank you gifts, pledge any amount, really completely welcome, powerful, make it a magic number. And then to all who donate, you get the Israel-Palestine in historic context. Wait, we got to know all this to be citizens of the world. We got to know everything as much to be informed agents. Did you know about this? Did you know about this? And then the complete—that's for anybody who pledges anything. And then the 100-Year War on Palestine by Rashid Khalidi, really great, really great. For $100 or $10 a month, by calling 800-439-5732, or pledging online kpfa.org, where you can see many, many, many cool things. But I'm just mentioning three. And we're also offering Rabbi Lin Gottlieb's book, She Who Dwells Within, Non-Sexist Judaism, you know, Equality Everywhere. There we go. You know, Trickster Liberating. And again, any or all of those things can be yours by calling 800-439-5732 or pledging online kpfa.org. So, yes, apparently we're being too fascinating. All right, here we go. Do you want to roar and summon some people to the phone, Rabbi Lin, just since we're in a field of reciprocal blessing? Arr.
I want to tell the tiny story, a fragment, yes, from a story that the very first rainbow was seen after the flood left in the month of Kislev, the same month as Hanukkah. So there is this thread of Hanukkah, which is non-militaristic. It's rather tied to the mythologies of the rededication of our inner spirits, represented by the rainbow, the multicolored flag of diversity and all the colors creating this beautiful arc in the sky. And I guess it was last Wednesday, an interfaith group of about 600 people walked across the Golden Gate Bridge. We, yes, did not stop traffic. And as we set forth, a beautiful rainbow appeared in the sky over the bridge. And I turned to Ohlone Elder Karina Gould, and we both smiled at each other because, you know, all of the leadership that was walking in the front, we recognize this rainbow as a blessing. And we recognize the idea that we need each other's solidarity to weave our struggles for freedom and equity and respect together. And in addition to this, we know the hard part is also making reparations for the things we stole and the things we've taken from each other. And on Turtle Island, the things we've stolen and that we are still stealing from Indigenous people and from Black people. And these great forms of reparation, and there are many others, many things have been stolen from people from different communities, especially BIPOC communities. So the rainbow is also a reminder of a treaty that we're stepping into for the global future, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This is a treaty that we choose to observe that transcends our individual and beautiful cultures and calls us to acknowledge the historical pain, to step into accountability, to do public truth telling, to pay reparations, and to guarantee non-repeat of harms. So within this framework of healing and reparations, we find the strength of the rainbow that is our road forward.
That's and great. Oops, sorry.
Having voices on public radio is critical to our being able to move ahead. We can't do it without public radio.
No, that's great. And all the things that you were listing, and to pay reparations, and we go, these are necessary miracles. These are necessary miracles. But with the forces that you're calling in, that we are all dedicated, this time of year was always, 25,000 years ago, the first form of community magic. You know, oh, literal and symbolic light of sun, come on in and illuminate this writing, this painting at the back of the cave. This is the story our community wants to bring alive. So necessary miracles. And I have the picture of you right on the Golden Gate Bridge. The multi-faith leaders heading arm in arm for the Golden Gate Bridge for permanent ceasefire in Palestine. Many people are listed that are wonderful, and that photo and the description will be, you know, at the Patreon Visionary Activist Show for nothing. You can get all the backstage notes and everything and pictures of this. But yes, absolutely, beautiful, powerful, and let's keep the station on the air. We have Anonymous. Anonymous is such a generous donor. Thank you, Anonymous. Anonymous for everything. Pledge from Clyde, Texas. Bless your heart. We love Texas. And says, so grateful for your caring. We go, thank you, thank you. And now, must dedicate inwardly, but you're welcome to hang here, Rabbi and Lynn Gottlieb, and roar, because we just want to stir the cauldron, to keep this station flush and show support for this show, so that we can have Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb back for even deeper conversings. Right now, we're dedicated to the flowing of resources. Everything sacred when it's dedicated, and just for the astro mytho-ness of now, the sun right now is at 22 Sagittarius, whose image is the crown and torch of the Statue of Liberty, the necessity to defend democracy from tyranny, everywhere. Everywhere. That's right. And the sun quintiles Saturn, which is our leadership and what we dedicate to and even what we pledge. And it says, pledges and dedication now are so essential. Dedications to collective well-being, as Rabbi Lynn is exhorting. And Maria in Berkeley just pledged a magic number. Thank you to Caroline Casey. You are the very best. Love and thanks. Thank you. All right, let's keep it moving here, stirring the cauldron. It was funny because last week, people were like, we like anger, and long diatribe about we like anger, but, pledged, a dollar. And I go, aren't there any wealthy, angry people out there? Let's hear it from wealthy, angry people, just for the fun of it. Wealthy, angry people going, I'm angry, and here's a bazillion dollars. There we go, by calling 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. Yeah, many people, most people are pledging online, which is great, where you can see many, many, many thank you gifts. Many thank you gifts. I myself would like all of them. I would certainly love, again, we are stirring this beautiful book, She Who Dwells Within, you know, the Shekhinah. Just as the Shekhinah has been in exile, so Jewish women have been in exile. Well, yeah, and let me toss it briefly to and fro, because I must keep exhorting, but to and fro, Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb. Yes, it's that theme of, you know, what have we forgotten that we must remember? And what has been exiled or imprisoned or undervalued but is of great value. And that's really part of your dedication, right? You know, what have we forgotten that we must remember? And then what has been undervalued that is of great value? Does that resonate with yourself?
Yes. As a living library of the tradition, for me, what inspires me is remembering the peacemaking traditions within my own tradition. For instance, in Hanukkah, which you can read this story in my new book, and I spell Hanukkah, H-A-N-O-O-K-A, Hanukkah book, All of Us in the Light. I love that the rabbinic tradition, of which I am part, retold the story some 600 years after the first event, and basically left out all of the battles, all of them, and reduced the entire story to a paragraph in the sea of the Talmud, which is the story most of us know, that in rededicating the sanctuary of the people, they were looking for oil to light the 7-branch menorah, and they found only a drop, but miraculously it burned for 8 days. And this switch, this flipping of the script of what started as an origin tale of a very short-lived Maccabean dynasty, but became something completely different, which is a teaching that our table is the altar, our homes are the sanctuary. When we go out in public and we come back, we should act as hosts in our own homes and beloved guests of the world. And you can feel this really abhorrence of militarism with the words of one of the greatest Jewish storytellers, Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav, who said when he was on a trip to Eretz Yisrael and got caught up in the Napoleonic War, he said, people once held many abhorrent beliefs, such as the belief that the gods desire child sacrifice to be appeased. Baruch Hashem, blessed be, this cruel belief has disappeared, but the abhorrent belief in the pursuit of war has not. What great thinkers, such believers in war must be, to invent weapons that kill thousands of people at once. Is there any greater abhorrence than this, to murder so many people for nothing? So this is Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav, who's a beloved storyteller in the Hasidic tradition, whose whole heart was about unifying the different forces of creation. And this is something, when the forces of war and violence that lay claim to our traditions grow strong, then it's good to remember the other threads of beauty that rejected war and violence and embraced love over fear.
That's it. That's it, team. And now we have 9 minutes left, and we're going to stir some necessary miracles here. Thank you, Mark and San Anselmo. Language on Caroline's show is so exquisite, and her guest is so articulate. Yes, that's Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb, and you can have her fantastic book and her articulateness, She Who Dwells Within, for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month. Pledging any amount. I see many of you are pledging small, witty amounts, but that's great. We like small, witty amounts and large, witty amounts too by calling 800-439-5732. Anything physical we do that we add dedication to has even more power. You know, by the pledging to this station, may it be that the voices of Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb and others of sane inclusivity and deep cultivation, you know, waft out into the memosphere, available to all who need such guiding, a tender of souls, as she referenced herself, and anger at injustice and oppression, and all of that. So everything that, you know, Lynn is putting on our table, we are pledging to compost this, to release this, that brutality and cruelty, you know, the miracle be dissolved from the human repertoire. You know, so we are offering many thank you gifts. You can find those at kpfa.org, you know, to any who pledge any amount. You get the Israel-Palestine in Historic Context audio. For $100, The 100-Year War on Palestine by Rashid Khalidi. Fabulous, fabulous. We all got to know. We all got to know, where did this start? You know, and all of the rich complexity, like, ooh, it isn't sides, it's a journey, you know, again, and the more we know, the more effective we are out there in the world. Nobody minds being asked, did you know, unless we ask it in a snarky way. Did you know about this? Did you know about the tradition of lament? As a unifying kinship. Did you know? You know, so we recommend all of those things. And again, of course, Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb's book, She Who Dwells Within, Non-Sexist Judaism, for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month by calling 800-439-5732. Any magic you have up your sleeve, Rabbi, to encourage people to, yes, sure, you appreciate how articulate I am. Let's dial the thing. The quintile to Saturn says, you know, every pledge worth more, say the backstage divine. You know, and it's, again, that capacity that we all have to hold a key desirable vision and to be like a tuning fork in everyone, and everyone this night, this eighth night of Hanukkah, and we're diving for the winter solstice. These are powerful times to come together as community. And as Lynn says, you know, this is a time where we all need each other. Absolutely. And then other things too. And then just for the fun of it, Rabbi Lynn, I know you can roar, but I also have backstage knowledge that you are a woofy, liberating trickster in all realms of your life who can open portals between worlds. I see this in your chart. So shall we open some portals? Do you want to open some portals so that people's good-hearted generosity can move them to go online at kpfa.org or call 800-439-5732? Can we engage you in some practical rabbi rabble-rousing?
Yes, and yes. In addition to opening portals, let's open our pockets. Yeah. Because the good news is that we have the resources. The bad news is it's still in your pocket. So that's an old Jewish joke. So yes, you know, I think of KPFA as our communal sanctuary. It is a place that voices which are so important and often don't have access to the larger realm of the news and of commercial voices. This is our sanctuary. This is where we can make our voices heard. This is where we can explore the diversity of our voices and tell histories which should be at the center but often are not. So please do support public radio. I've been a supporter my whole life, from my 20s, and now I'm almost 75. So continue to reach into your pocket, $18 minimum for Jewish people.
There you go.
That is life. And then if you want to give $108, 10 times life, this is a place where you can hear wonderful histories and stories and accounts of Palestinian voices and Jewish voices from the revolutionary side of life. So let's support our common sanctuary.
Absolutely. That's, again, kpfa.org. Thank you, Vallejo, anonymous person. That's wonderful. All right, we're stirring the cauldron. We want to just get into the realm of, you know, minimal respectability. It's like what you said, the other one, the Maharishi was exhorting his followers to go, you know, raise more money. And they were like, where will the money come from? And he said, from wherever it is now. It's kind of kin to bada boom, bada boom. It's like, where will the money come from? It's stirring, it's rustling. Remember Marge Piercy's, you know, Ode to Wild Money, you know, I will smear my hands with honey and run through the vaults of banks, you know, and, you know, I know, come to me, money, and build a murmuring swarm in my purse. You will not be, you know, chained up, locked up in dark, clanking trust funds. No, especially with this station. Soon you'll be free to waft out there with others of your kind. Come, money, and build a murmuring swarm in KPFA's nest. There we go. So 800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org. Magnetizing, magnetizing, honey, honey. The moon in Capricorn overhead is traditionally the council of wise beings gathering to determine the next seven generations. That's what we're pledging for. You know, again, sanity and wise leadership. You know, so much of what's going on out there is, you know, it's a crisis of leadership. We know we have so many ingenious and compassionate solutions to so much. What we want is wise leadership. And so that's what we're pledging for as well. You know, again, 800-439-5732. And maybe people are tired or pledged out, although I see that people have been pledging quite a lot today. Oh, come on, team. So 800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org. Again, as thank you gifts, the 100-year War on Palestine by Rashid Khalidi for a pledge of $100. Our own fabulous guest, we are lucky enough this hour, Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb, She Who Dwells Within, Non-Sexist Judaism. Sure you need that in your library, in your public library, in the free library for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month and other fantastic things. Even from last week, our guest Shambhavi's book, The Reality Sutras, Seeking the Heart of Trivanshovism for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month. All right, team. What do you want? here we go. We're on our way out. We're on our way out. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Aptos, California, Anonymous. I'm deeply appreciative to Caroline for this thoughtful and inspirational show. Let's have others follow your lead. Yes, put money as a sacred thing. Money's been in bad neighborhoods. Liberate money to be in a good neighborhood. There we go. So thank you very much, Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb. I hope that we can continue conversing in some form. That would be wonderful. And thanks always to Kirsten Thomas, Indefatigable Board Op. I'm Caroline Casey. Keep pledging. Keep pledging. Thank you. 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. Thanks again, Rabbi Lynn. Thanks again,
thank
Kirsten.
You.
All right. We will reconvene next week on the winter solstice with EdTech and dissolving the origins of war. Woof.